death, God is not to blame.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the very popular The New Answers book.
Christians continue to ask why a loving God allows a world of death and suffering. You know, the only way people will understand a God of love and why there's suffering and death in this world is if they accept Genesis's literal history. You see, when you believe Genesis chapters 1 through 11, then it's obvious that before sin, there was no death, disease, or suffering. Everything was announced as very good. But the first man, Adam, rebelled against God. Sin had to then be judged by a holy God. In fact, Adam and all those after him really forfeited their right to live. God judged sin with death, but at the same time provided a way for man to come back to God. His son suffered death but was raised from the dead. Thus, all of the descendants of Adam are to blame for this world's mess. But when Christians believe there was death and suffering for millions of years before Adam, then they're really blaming God for death and suffering. No, it's our sin that's to blame.
What other connections are there between Adam and Christ? Well, we present answers in a fascinating booklet we're offering to you today for the last time. It's such a great evangelistic tool, we'll send you 10 of them for your donation of any amount. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.